They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
He can make it. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Launches one deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh my goodness, Curry!
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan. Joined as always by Mr. Joseph Augusti. Holy shit! I don't know what to, I just had a brain fart. It's a good start. Joseph, how are we doing on this pre-stormy Tuesday night?
Hey, things are good in my neck of the woods. It snowed a bit last night, but it was all gone in the morning. Now it's just a nice chilly day outside for all of us cool people on the lower mainland.
You guys aren't getting the storm really at all?
Not particularly.
Like,
I mean,
Vancouver, like downtown
degrees.
Van's got it. Downtown Van and like that area's got to get hit a little bit.
Well, it's 30 kilometers away from me.
Yeah.
So,
no, we got to get. I'm scared. I'm losing power. I'm at a high risk of losing power tonight. So that's great. Just can't wait for that. Power outages are fine. It's just the problem for me becomes I can't really cook anything if the power goes out, and I haven't ate dinner yet. So let's hope it doesn't go out mid episode somehow, and then I just can't eat dinner because then I'd probably have to. I don't know.
Go to Triple O's like the old days.
Oh,
is
maybe.
There triple O's
I don't
in Comox?
Know. I think so. Pretty sure. I actually almost got in an accident on the way home from work today. Kind of.
That's not good.
Not really my fault. This idiot tried to pull a U-turn with like seven cars coming from the other direction, and me being included. I was the second car. And then they just like stopped on the side of the road after they did their U-turn and were like waiting to come in. And I tried to let them in. I'm like, hey, fuck you. Go ahead then. And they just didn't go. I'm like, cool. You're fuck you then. Whatever. We have a jam-packed episode to get through. What were you going to say, sorry, there?
Oh, I was just saying drivers are terrible. I had to stop, like, because a whole bunch of high schoolers were jaywalking and, you know, can't just step on the accelerator as much as I'd like to, but got to let them go.
Yeah, so jam-packed episode. We will probably start with the Jim Montgomery firing out of Boston. News today, breaking news, dropped today. Then probably talk about JT Miller taking a leave of absence from the Canucks. Undetermined how long it will be, but is what it is. And then we'll do our Finland, or sorry, why did I say Finland in this? I meant USA. Did you? Oh, no. I did say USA. I'm just looking at the old text. USA roster prediction. I'm on one today. I'm sorry. And then we'll go through our week. It was week 11 this week. I said week 10, but I think it was week 11.
I think so. I think it's 11.
Yeah, because Seahawks are 5-5. They've had a bye. So, yeah, week 11. Week 11 recap. We will do our top five infielder predictions. Plus, I want to talk a little bit more about the Rays. I know we did it last week, but there was a little bit of news that's concerning for their future in Tampa, I think. I don't know if you saw, but... and then we were... Joseph has a 10-minute rant planned about the NBA Cup. No, yeah. probably not 10 minutes, but Harden became number two all-time in threes. We'll talk about that. And Raptors still suck. What a surprise. I actually want to touch... Hold on. Before we start, I just want to say, Ovi, please don't be out more than like 2 weeks. We need him to break the record this year.
MCL sprains suck. I had one a couple years ago when I was skiing and it took me months. Now, I'm not a high-level athlete, obviously, with high-level resources, but I had a grade one MCL sprain when I was 21, and it took me, I'd say, 2 months to feel proper again. I was limping big time.
I'm loving what he's doing. Like, it's so sick. What he's leading the league in goals at 39 years old. Like, it's just so insane. And I'm probably going to break the record this year, assuming this injury isn't too bad. But if this injury is like 2 to 3 weeks, then it gets sketchy, I think, if he doesn't come back on the same blistering pace that he was on. But Jim Montgomery is out in Boston. I'm blanking on the guy, the interim.
Joe Sacco.
Joe Sacco, that's who it is. Not Sackick.
Not Sackick.
Yeah, Joe Sacco. As the interim replacement. A move that was kind of, like, it was pretty weird how it got speculated today. It started with like a radio guy saying it in Boston, I think. And then none of the big insiders confirmed it for like 3 hours. And then Friedman finally came out and said, yeah, He's out. Sacco's in. Joseph, thoughts?
Yeah, this I could see this coming. I was actually going to text you yesterday because I got home from work and I saw Boston losing 5-1 to Columbus, which obviously Columbus isn't a particularly good team. No one should be losing 5-1 to them, let alone the Bruins who have cup aspirations. It's time. Sometimes a coach loses a room. He lost. How many times I've had to see little videos of him and Marchand screaming at each other. He has had to bench Pasternak about 6 different times. Even going back to the playoffs, I remember in the game versus Toronto, there's a whole thing about him calling out Pasternak. And of course, he responded in that series by scoring the overtime winner in the series clinching game. But the roster is poorly constructed. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to goaltending. I saw a funny stat produced or tweeted out by Sportsnet, I think. And it was like goaltender save percentages when coaches get fired. And it was like Jay Woodcroft, 864 in Edmonton. Jim Montgomery, 888. And like the highest one was
Dean
like,
Evason.
Yeah, Dean Evason, Minnesota. I think it had like Elaine Vigneault at Philadelphia from back in the day. Like the highest one was Todd McClellan in Los Angeles with a 906. Now a 906 doesn't go as far as it used to, but that's kind of insane. It goes back to the old cliche, show me a good coach and I'll show you a good goalie. Right? Linus Allmark, or not Linus, Jeremy Swayman, he really got screwed by missing the training camp. And Cam Neely's arrogant remarks, Don Sweeney's mismanagement of the team, neither Zadorov nor Lindholm have worked out for them. They're making Montgomery a scapegoat. They're going to try and get a new coach bump from Joe Sacco, who hasn't been a head coach in a decade when he was with Colorado. Kind of funny, a guy named Joe Sacco worked for Colorado. But this was coming. The players had turned on him. He clearly lost faith from management. And this is a team where this is kind of their last dance a little bit this year. If not this year, then next. They're not starting some big, great window here. If things continue to snowball, they could be heading towards rebuild status.
I hate that a good coach gets fired again. I think I do agree he lost the room a little bit, but you cannot tell me that Montgomery is not a good coach. Did you see his record over the time he's been in Boston? Yeah. I think it was like 120, 40, and like 30. Something like yeah, that.
It's less. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It hasn't even been 3 years.
No, like that's just how quick you can get fired as an NHL coach. Like I think Talkett is now the 12th longest tenured coach, and he's been around for like parts of 3 seasons. Like
yep. The longest is John Cooper at 11 years.
Yeah, and he's basically a lifetime guarantee. He'll walk away on his own. They won't fire him. I don't think that'd be crazy of them to do, I feel like. Yeah, I sent you the meme that I made today, and I also sent it to our buddy Adam, who I have a statement from about this thing I'll read in a sec. But it was the classic, you know, I think is it Mythbusters? Was that the show that was the meme or whatever?
Maybe.
I don't know, but it's the classic, you know, here's the leaking tank.
Oh, yeah.
It's here's Bruins management. There's the leak, you know, it's the poor roster construction, and then slapping on it, fire the coach. That's pretty much what this is, because the Bruins are pretty poorly roster constructed. Like, I like their defense. I like Swayman. I knew Swayman was going to struggle to start. I just knew it. You miss training camp. Everyone struggles when they miss training camp. It's just how it goes. I think the only person, I think we said this a couple episodes ago, the only person who hasn't is Jason Robertson, I think, who's missed a bit of training camp. So that being said, yes, the roster are pretty badly constructed. Like Lindholm, as much as I thought he could have turned around, and I was high on the Bruins like coming in. I'm admitting I'm wrong here. Lindholm, probably a second line center at best. Maybe
he
low
can't
end
drive his line.
Maybe low end at this point.
If they're not playing him with Pasternak, it's never going to work. He can't drive his own line.
And he's making now low end 1C money.
Yeah, even at his best in Calgary, he had Goudreau and Tkachuk driving his line.
Yeah. Zadorov, I'm fine money term wise. You knew that contract was probably not going to age well. It just hasn't started out great, I think. But I still believe he can turn it around. Like, their defense is good enough to turn it around. Then, yeah, you got the issues with Marchand. Like, they just don't really have quality depth. They're more a team-built system, and they kind of rely on the system to work. But it seems to me the system has failed, and it's because the players aren't good enough to execute it anymore. Like, it's such a drastic change from that 2022-2023 team, sorry, that was so dominant, won the regular season President's Trophy, set all the records, right? Okay, so Mr. Adam Kloss, friend of the pod, his statement: I can't wait for Monty to pull a Cassidy, get hired by Utah, and win a cup in the next 3 years while the Bruins continue to free fall. Meanwhile, this is long, by the way. Get ready. The Bruins have the luxury of already having the semblance of a young core if they can commit to a full retool, similar to what Dallas did a few years ago, and plug in some young talent to surround guys like Pastrnak and McAvoy, then maybe they can be competitive again in 2 to 3 years. Otherwise, this team is screwed. The Zadorov contract was horrible. Lindholm was another second-line center put in a first-line center's role and asked to overachieve, and Swayman looks like a shell of his former self since signing that bloated contract. Everything said and done, if I'm running the team come deadline, anybody not named Pastrnak and McAvoy is available for trade. Not only would I trade Marchand, I would push that trade the most. He's the only player on this roster that will get you a first round pick plus more from a playoff team, and I'd like to see him get one more chance. And then he said this after, he's like, reading that, I realized I described more of a rebuild than a retool, but whatever you want to call it, something needs to change.
Yeah, that's some fire words from our favorite dual citizen. I mean, that's
damn shout out.
Yeah, I can't, you know, that's I can't put it better myself. I mean, he's right. The core is built poorly. If Pastrnak and Marchand and Zacha, to a lesser extent, struggle, they're sunk because they don't have proper depth. And I can tell you this, I knew Jonas Korpisalo wasn't going to be a quality option if Swayman, like we predicted, would struggle coming out of the gate. He sucks. And they haven't drafted well. I hate to beat a dead horse, but that 2015 draft where they had Zboril, DeBrusque, Senishin, when they could have had Chabot, Connor, Barzal. One day I want to do a show on the 2015 draft because it's probably the best ever. Like, you should look it up. It's insane.
No, I know. I think 2003 is up there, but 2015 can pass it.
Yeah, I think it already has passed it. Okay. But you look at that draft. That's Don Sweeney. He's still there. Trent Frederick, mediocre. Johnny Beecher, first round pick. He's not going to be more than a third liner. Now, I know they pick late in the first round, but you got to hit on these picks eventually, right? And Don Sweeney's got taken to the cleaners on a few trades. That the all marking, though, he hasn't been fantastic in Ottawa. That doesn't look like a very good trade. They just don't have the depth.
How much time do you give management for Boston still?
You can't turn around, you fire his ass. If let's say they miss the playoffs, I think Sweeney goes because Sacco's interim, right? Yeah. So they don't have to do the Vancouver Canucks Bruce Boudreaux situation where they bring in a coach before the management and they put the cart before the horse there in that situation. If they miss the playoffs, they can go, well, this is no problem. We can fire Sweeney's ass and you can say, hey, Sacco, you want to stay as an assistant coach, which you've been for the past decade? And he can say, oh, well, maybe. And if not, see ya. He'll find work somewhere else. Or you make the playoffs and they both keep their jobs. Pretty simple, in my opinion.
Sorry, I just got a report saying Bettman says the league hasn't discussed increasing the salary cap above $92.5 million for next year, even though there was kind of talks of it.
So what's that, a $4 million increase?
Well, that's what it was set for, like $92.5 million, yeah. But apparently it was going to go up even more than that.
That's just bullshit. That's just TV execs hoping and praying it goes up.
That wrap up what we want to say on Montgomery?
I'd say so.
Okay.
Ooh, Nick Jensen just got Pacioretty'd. Remember the Pacioretty stanchion?
Oh, no.
Lesser extent. Okay. Lesser extent. It was Pod Colson, but it was pushed into the stanchion. Oof. It's a rough one. Pod Colson, 2 assists today.
What's that?
Pod Colson has 2 assists today.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's playing with Draisaitl, easy enough.
And McDavid.
They're stacking that line.
Yeah. That's why they're up 4-1. McDavid has 2 goals.
Yeah, I saw that, but I saw the Bouchard goal, but only if he could put that effort in on defense and then he'd be a really good player.
Concerning.
Okay, so JT Miller randomly out of nowhere today gets announced he's taking an indefinite leave of absence from the team. No timeline was given. It got reported that he's probably not going to travel, or he won't travel with the team on the 6-game road trip coming up. So he's basically confirmed at least out the next 7 games. On top of Besser already being out, on top of Demko already being out, Connor Garland might be out tonight because of the birth of his first child. Not great in Canuckland, I must say. I don't know.
No, not great. Good thing Patterson's picked it up.
Yes. Now he's really got to show everyone why he's being paid this high of money.
Yeah. Operation Pia Suter, second line centers, in yes. effect.
Love it.
This could get bad for the Canucks. But just on the subject of JT Miller, he doesn't owe us anything. If something's really gone on, he doesn't owe us transparency. But the way the Canucks announce this, they shot themselves in the foot. They know how the media and fan base is in the city. So, of course, when they announce it, conspiracy theorists everywhere, because his wife deleted her Instagram, probably preventative measure to make sure people don't flood her comments with shit. And people with all sorts of vile rumors. The Canucks should have just said it's a reset. I think he's got a shoulder issue. They could have even played it off as he's week to week with an injury. But Rick Dhaliwal saying he just needs a mental reset. It's an important stretch coming up. They're going to miss him because he's their second most important player, I would say, after Hughes. I think he's second.
I'd go third. I'd put Demko above him.
Demko's not playing, Nathan.
Okay, well, I'm saying when they all are healthy, Demko is the second most important player on the team.
They're obviously, I'm talking about in the context of right now.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Demko's not there, and he's not going to be there for at least another month. So
no, what? Whoa, Demko is apparently days away.
I don't think that's true.
He might be
days
back next
away,
week.
Days away from another injury.
Apparently, they're like he might be next week.
Okay, we'll see. But this is bad for the Canucks. Hopefully, everything's okay. I do wonder, did him and Tockett have a spat after his benching? I don't know. Not going to pretend that I know.
Tockett said nothing to do with benching. Don't speculate.
What's he going to say? Yes, it was the benching. It's because him and I had an argument. We had a pissing match at each other. What's he going to say? I mean, come on.
I'm not speculating.
I'm just wondering.
I don't want to speculate either. If I like, there is obviously something going on off the ice. Don't want to speculate on what it was, what it is. Sorry.
You know,
but like they wouldn't announce a leave for if there wasn't something going on. And then I also think the injury plays a part into what's going on as well, because he definitely hurt. And
I just wish they were more, because when you live in Vancouver and everyone's so paranoid about everything, they could have been a little more transparent. Now, again, if it's something more serious, they don't need to be transparent. But assuming that it isn't, they're just inviting a whole bunch of lunatics freaking out about it. Because I was watching Donnie and Dolly today. Rick and Don they're running around like chickens with their head cut off. And I'm sure 650 was something similar. So,
probably.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully he's back soon. They need him. They need him if they want to make another run. Because that defense ain't good enough.
Just get B500, and as long as he's out, maybe a game under, and I'll take it. You can't really ask for anything more.
Because as good as Brännström's been, that bottom half of the defense has been horrible.
Yep.
My predictions about Myers and Soucy came true. I'm a genius.
They need to. I almost want to say they got to split those two up, but I'd rather them just play in a third pair role instead of second pair role.
Yeah.
I'd rather Brännström and them trading for like a right shot. Cause I do think, I thought for a second they could go after a lefty man. Cause I kind of thought, you know, Vinny was there. You had Juulsen, you had Myers. Like there's kind of a logjam on the right side already.
Well,
I thought, go get a lefty.
You can say you have a logjam of sixth right shot defenseman. Juulsen, if he's anything more than your seventh guy, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Desharnais was wildly up and down in Edmonton. I know, I watched it. Sometimes he'd look great, other times he'd skating in quicksand. Myers, we all know what Myers is at this stage of his career. We've hardly seen Derek Forbert. I know he shoots left, but we don't know what we have. So
I think
we'll see.
I think Desharnais has looked better with Brännström. Like he's almost calmed him down, like having a puck mover on his pair, but
yeah, he needs to play with a puck mover.
Mm-hmm. Four Nations?
Yep, I'm ready.
I will pull up mine. Same thing. You do your forwards. I do mine. We'll discuss. This one could be really interesting because there's going to be a lot of snubs.
Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Just to confirm, where I'm doing my forwards, you're doing your forwards, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Okay. First line. On left wing, I have Jack Hughes. Center, I have Austin Matthews. Right wing, Matthew Tkachuk. Second line, I have Jake Guentzel, Jack Eichel, and Brady Tkachuk. Third line, Kyle Connor, Tage Thompson, Cole Caulfield. Fourth line, Matthew Boldy, Dylan Larkin, Clayton Keller. And that's it.
Okay. Yeah, this is what I mean. There's so many snubs on this list. Okay, mine. First line, Tkachuk, Matthews, Tkachuk. I felt like, wow. I don't know. I don't want to split them up.
Nuclear option.
Nuclear? What do you mean?
Well, that's not going to be a fun line to play against.
Yeah, exactly. Second line, Miller, Hughes, Besser.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Third line, Guentzel, Eichel, Caulfield. Fourth line, Kyle Connor, Vincent Trocheck, Matt Boldy. My extra forward is Jason Robertson.
So you don't have Tage Thompson?
I don't have Tage, and I don't have Dylan Larkin. Dylan Larkin has struggled to start the year.
Yeah, I just figured they'd want his speed because that's not a very fast team. Neither the Tkachuks are fast, and Matthews isn't.
Kyle Connor's fast. Hughes is fast. Eichel's actually quick. Caulfield, like their speed.
Yes, I know, but I just figured they'd want. He's a burner, Larkin. He's one of the fastest in the league.
I kind
of did. You have Keller?
I did not. I snubbed him.
This is the best group of forwards in the tournament.
Yes.
I'm going to make that assertion.
I don't think it's got the star power of Canada. I think it's got the depth though.
Like, yeah.
There's so many snubs. Like I'm putting Miller and Besser and I'm biased.
I don't have Miller or Besser.
Yeah, I know. And I would have had Miller. They could get snubbed.
I put Boldy. Now I beat this yesterday. I had Miller on the second line with Eichel and Tkachuk. I had Guentzel on the fourth. But I put Boldy in when I took Miller out. If this snowballs into a long absence for Miller, he can't make the team. I don't think.
Well,
and I don't have Robertson because he's been so shit this year.
It's December 4th, keep in mind. And that road trip is into December, I believe.
Yep, I know. But I'm just like, he brings positional versatility. We know how good he is. It's just he's not really a defensive player either. So I don't know. But there's a lot of good forwards here.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for some defense. Like, they're probably going to have the best offense. Then you account their back end, which we'll get into. The Matthews, we know, is the best goal scorer in the league. The two Tkachuk brothers in a short tournament like this could wreak absolute havoc. Tage Thompson and Cole Caulfield are both top five in goal scorers this year. Matthew Boldy has looked excellent, one of the most underrated players in the league. And Clayton Keller's done really well in Utah. So, and then you have cup experience with Guentzel and Eichel. So this is going to be a very, very strong team, clearly.
I think why I snubbed Tage, because that's debate. Well, Tage and Keller are probably my two biggest snubs, I would say, right?
I'd say so.
And I guess Larkin's there too. Why I snubbed Tage is probably just because I don't trust him defensively down the middle. He's not the best down the middle, and that's why I kind of put Trocheck in and like, Trocheck, sick on faceoffs, good defensively, good fourth line kind of player for them. Boldy, also good defensively. It's kind of why he's in my lineup. I know, like, and you have him in your lineup too, but Caulfield's gotten off to a sick start, deserves to be on the team. And I know you can say the same about Tage, but I just would rather, like, and I know Caulfield's not that great defensively like Tage, but at least Caulfield's on the wing where it's not as big of an issue compared to down the middle when you kind of need to be defensively more defensively responsible, sorry. Kyle Connor, I almost wanted to move up further in my lineup because he's having a nice start to the year. Jason Robertson almost comes off my team. He's my 13th forward. He probably makes this team as like in the second line role coming into the year, probably for me. But he has like 8 points in 16 games. It's not been a good start for him. So he falls in my lineup. Maybe I know we were saying who were we saying like Finland. I think we were saying has six center depth, but USA is also insanely good. Like just the first three lines: Matthews, Hughes, Eichel, three top 20 players in the league, probably.
Yeah, depending on how you feel about the Kachuk brothers, like it's insane. They're very good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want anything? I'm trying to. I know there was other people I snubbed too from my list. I'm trying to think of them.
Kreider.
I didn't really come close. Patrick Kane was on the other one I considered. No,
he's done. He's done. He's not. Maybe he can make a world championship team again. He's not among the best American players in the league.
I just didn't like his.
He's too perimeter.
He's That's kind of what I thought too.
And that works when you're fast and you have still the best hands in the league and you have talent around you. That's not the case for him in Detroit.
DeBrincat was another one, I guess, that came to mind.
DeBrincat. Have you seen his headshot? He looks so fat. Body shaming podcast.
I'm trying to
think. That Iser plan. Not looking good.
We can discuss that another time, because that might be the next coach firing, Lalonde.
Yeah, could be.
So, do you want to go to your defense now?
Yep. Okay. First pairing, I have Quinn Hughes playing with Charlie McAvoy. Second pairing, I have Jacob Slavin with Adam Fox. And on the third pairing, I have Zach Werenski with Brock Faber.
Okay. We have the same besides. I went Hughes, McAvoy. I went Werenski and Fox. And I went Slavin and Faber. And then Jake Sanderson of my seventh defenseman.
Okay. So I don't think we have much to discuss here then, since we're almost the same.
Yeah.
I went with Slavin and Fox just so you get pure offense and pure defense. And I Fox think, is good defensively.
I think the five are basically confirmed back there of like Hughes, McAvoy, Werenski, Fox, Slavin. I think that's not even going to be under question. I think those five. And then the sixth spot is a little bit. Six and seven are the real questions, in my opinion. Because there's Faber, there's Sanderson, there's Luke Hughes, there's, I believe, Pesci is American.
Yep.
I know
Sanderson, like you were saying.
Yes, Sanderson's in contention there, Faber, right? Like there's a couple of different ways you can go there. John Carlson, another one. He's having a good start in Washington. So kind of tough what you want to do there in those last two spots. But yeah, very probably the best defensive core in the whole tournament, in my opinion.
This is not looking good if you're a Canada fan. Best forwards, best defense.
Best
I don't know
depth
if I call
forwards.
Them. Yeah, I don't know if I'd call them best defense. I still have to make my Canada team. We'll do at the very end. We'll do a best forwards, best yada, yada, yada. We'll do an official ranking. But this is going to be a problem for other teams. Like, we all know Quinn Hughes is arguably the best defenseman in the league. McAvoy is incredibly good. Adam Fox is, a two-time Norris winner, if I'm not mistaken. He's won at least once.
One, I believe.
Yeah, one. Brock Faber is a rising star. He looks excellent in Minnesota. What a win-win trade, Kevin Fiala for Brock Faber. You don't get too many of those nowadays.
There was also a pick involved in that one too, right?
Yeah, second rounder.
I thought it was the first, because I thought Faber was the second rounder.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. It was that Russian kid, Yurov.
Oh, that's that's a really good win, because Yurov's going to be really good too.
Yeah. So, but Fiala is good, so it worked out for Los Angeles. And Zach Werenski is solid, if somewhat unspectacular. I think he's a clear weak link. He's a good player. It's just
Werenski? I think Werenski's underrated.
He plays
in a shit team.
He also makes $9.5 million. I don't think he'd be underrated making $9.5 million.
I think he's worth it. I think he's just in a really shit situation in Columbus. That's just my take. I don't know.
Maybe. He's very good. I just don't think he'd make Canada. This is a very strong lineup thus far. It's gonna be really hard to score any power play goals against a Jacob Slavin led defensive core, and Faber and Fox and McAvoy, and Hughes is really good defensively. He didn't used to be, but now that's something he's made large strides in. So yeah, this is a team that scares me as a Canadian and as someone who's never seen Canada lose on a best on best stage that I can remember.
Didn't you say you watched them in 06 lose?
No.
In the last episode?
No.
Okay.
I was five.
Goaltenders.
Wasn't in hockey yet.
Goaltenders.
Okay. I have someone who might surprise you.
Okay.
The starting goalie, I have Connor Hellebuck.
No shit.
Obviously.
Everyone should.
Back up, I have Jake Oettinger.
No shit.
Pretty
Everyone
obvious.
Should. He's off to a sick start.
My third goaltender is Anthony Stolarz of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No, boo. I hate it. Fuck.
He's got a 930 save percentage. He's looked spectacular. He was really good in Florida last year, too. Swayman's been ass. Demko ain't going to play. If he doesn't play before December, he's not going to be on the team. That's my prediction. If he's not,
can't they like drop guys like prior to the tournament starting?
I don't know, man. I think unless there's injuries, I think once you're there, you're there.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you put him on the team unless he's get injured, then you just drop him. I don't know.
Nah, screw that. Hellebuck's best goalie in the league. Andre, you can argue, is top five. And this season, you can argue Stolarz has been one of the best five goalies in the league because it's hard to get a save percentage above 910 nowadays. I think Stolarz is 924. So how do you exclude him? Right? It's not like the Maple Leafs are stellar defensively.
It's going to be interesting to see how these GMs like weigh the roster, because are they going to value it coming in, like based off name value coming into the year? Are they going to more so focus on play so far in the first 2 months of this year? Like, it's really interesting. Like, we don't know. We're kind of making our predictions, I feel like, based off play we've seen almost. But there's a chance it could just be the opposite. And it's just like, all right, we kind of know who's going where and whatnot. So mine is Hellebuck. Mine is Ottinger. And then I have Demko as my third.
Okay.
Biased.
I will accept that. You are a little bit.
Well,
but we'll accept it.
Demko was my number two coming into the year. But now he's hurt and he dropped.
If he's playing at his normal level, he's on the team, no problem.
Yes. That's why I dropped him in my third, because he's not playing. But I still think he's good enough to be on this team. He's probably a top five goaltender when he's healthy. We'll have to see how he does when he's back and how
and
his
with
knee
a
does,
weaker but... and with a weaker defensive core in Vancouver.
Yeah,
they have to be careful not to overplay him when he comes back.
They are going to be really smart about this. I honestly think
it's kind of a career thing. You can't overplay him. They way overplayed him last year.
They've overplayed him his entire career.
I know, and they have never, one thing Jim Benning did well was get goaltenders. And they had even DeSmith are competent backup goaltenders.
He picked up Braden Holtby, who got bought out after a year.
I don't think anyone thought
Yaro Halak, who was pretty shit the one year.
Yeah,
that
is
here.
True. But the point is, the Canucks have had good backup goal. Like last year, there was no reason to play him so much when you had Casey DeSmith.
Yeah.
A pretty solid backup. So now that you have Lankinen and you have Shelov's behind him, I honestly say when he's back, he really shouldn't play more than 50-50.
I would give
until,
him... Like,
until he's back.
I'd maybe go Demko gets two games, Lankinen comes in for one.
Okay.
That I feel like that's good enough balance-ish, so to speak, right? I don't want to overplay Demko until we have to overplay him in the playoffs.
Fair.
I'll just say this. As much as I hate to say it, I think I'm picking USA to win this tournament.
They're the favorites.
Are they the betting favorites right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't do betting. But
do you want me to see if I can see right now?
That's so far out to be doing betting favorites. But I do think they are the odds-on favorite, at least in my little mind.
Let me just see. Four Nations. How do you search? Is it four as in like...
I think it's like, it's not the number, it's the words.
Four Nations. No, that didn't do it. Let me just try and see if there's anything in hockey. Oh, here we go. Oh, you can bet on the matches already.
Wow, that's way too early. Good Lord.
Canada is 225, USA is 3. Sweden is 525 and Finland is 850.
Okay.
So Canada is the favorite. Makes sense. But USA not far behind. Then Sweden and then Finland, rightfully so, at the bottom. But I think my pick might be USA, especially based off betting value, too. Like, that's good value for the States, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I do my Canada thing before I do a definitive answer. But
now,
this is the best. I was looking at like the 2016 World Cup, and the American roster is a joke. Like Brandon Dubinsky, Justin Abdelkader. I know that was the year John Tortorella coached, and he specifically asked for a specific team, but this team kills that one.
Who's coaching the States?
Oh, I know it. Who?
Is it Cassidy? No, Cassidy's on
No,
Canada.
no, no, no. I know who it is.
It's
I
not
know
Montgomery,
Tortorella
is
is an
it?
assistant. No, he's Canadian. Mike Sullivan.
Right. Oh, God, even better.
He might get fired too.
Yeah, like.
We'll see. But yeah, that Sochi team sucked, and that World Cup of Hockey team was terrible. Like this, even the Olympics in 2010, they had like Tim Gleeson on that team.
Ryan Whitney.
And yeah, and bums. They like, geez, they had Jamie Langenbrunner. Like, my goodness. I
Did
mean,
they wait? Did they have? This is gonna be really out there. Did they have R.J. Umberger on that team?
they
Am I
might
tripping?
have. They might have.
Was he American? I feel like he
Yeah,
was.
he was American.
Okay, I
Like,
feel like he might have been on that team.
well, Kane and Kessel were on that team and they were young. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Just I want to look back at those teams because in the past it's always felt like Canada's been tier one. Everyone else has been at least a step or two below. Can't say that anymore. Especially in regards to one position.
I'm pulling up
Goaltending.
their roster. Hold on, I'm curious.
Okay, you do
Jack
20.
Johnson, Tim Gleason, Eric Johnson, Zach Parise, Ryan Malone, Jamie Langenbrunner or Bruner. Sorry, that's probably who I was thinking of for Umberger. Pavelski, Kessler, Ryan Whitney, Ryan Suter, Chris Drury, Ryan Callahan, Paul Stastny, Brian Rafalski, Jonathan Quick, Tim Thomas, Dustin Brown, Ryan Miller, David Backes, Brooks Orpik, Bobby Ryan, Phil Kessel, Patrick Kane.
Yeah, that's nowhere near as, and this was 2014. Bobby Ryan hadn't scored 30 goals in like a season or two at that point. Okay, I have 2014. You ready? David Backes, Dustin Brown, Ryan Callahan, John Carlson, Justin Falk, Cam Fowler, Jimmy Howard, Patrick Kane, Ryan Kessler was on that team, Phil
I guess we're still
Kessel,
fine then.
Paul Martin, not the Canadian Prime Minister, but the defenseman, Ryan McDonagh. Ryan Miller, noted Canuck, Brooks Orpik in the year 2014.
Still fine at that point.
No, TJ Soshi, Max Pacioretty, Zach Parise, Joe Pavelski, Jonathan Quick, Kevin Shattenkirk. So that's St. Louis Blues Shattenkirk.
Wasn't he fine then?
Man, he wouldn't make this team.
No shit.
He wouldn't.
USA's
He...
come so far as a hockey
Yeah.
country.
Yeah. Paul Stastny, okay, I'll accept that. Derek Stepan.
He was good
Ryan
then. He was good
Suter,
then. I remember that.
James Van Riemsdyk. I mean, even James Van Riemsdyk in his prime was a second liner. Like Blake Wheeler, and that's it. And then
I feel like
the coach was, who was the coach? Dan Bylsma, my God.
I
No
feel
wonder
like
they
we're
didn't win anything.
I feel like we're shitting on this team, but like at the
I
same time,
am. This team
USA.
sucks.
Yeah, sure, but like USA hockey as a country has come so far in
You know
recent
what?
years.
I'm looking at the World Cup of Hockey.
Okay.
Because that one, I remember being 15 years old and being not excited at all for this tournament, which is weird because there's a lot of teams in it. I just remember not giving a shit. And part of it was because I didn't feel like it meant anything, and it sort of did. And as it went along, I got
It,
more
it's it's
interested.
it's kind of funny because we look. Probably going into it, we're just like, oh, this is like a nothing tournament. And then looking back on it, that tournament was everything because it's the last best on best we've had.
Well, and it wasn't even a best on best, really, because McDavid wasn't on the. Well, would he have made it? I think he would have. I think McDavid.
Probably.
It was after his, because he scored 100 points that coming season. Okay, ready for the 2016 World Cup of Hockey? I've taken a quick scan. It is a trip. Okay, remember, this is 2 years past, so these players have aged 2 years since the Olympics. Matt Niskanen, Jack Johnson, John Carlson, Eric Johnson. Joe Pavelski, Zach Parise, James Van Riemsdyk, 2016 James Van Riemsdyk, so not very good anymore. Ryan Kessler in the year 2016.
Yeah, probably not at that point.
Brandon Dubinsky, terrible. Ryan Suter, okay. Derek Stepan, 2016.
Derek Stepan was good this year, dude. Derek Stepan
No,
was good on the
you're
Rangers
lying.
this years.
Kyle
Can I pull up his
Palmieri.
stats?
No.
I'm gonna do a Derek step on
Okay, hold on. Let me finish, then pull it up. Kyle Palmieri, okay, I actually like Kyle Palmieri. Blake Wheeler, he was good at the time. Ryan McDonagh, Ben Bishop as a goalie, he had a very good prime. Jonathan Quick, Dustin Byfuglien, and by 2016 he couldn't skate. Corey Schneider, he could hardly skate in 2016, he was so injured. David Backes, washed at that point. Max Pacioretty, TJ Oshie, Patrick Kane, and Justin Abdelkader. Not a very good roster.
Stepan in 2015, 2016 had 53 points in 72 games. In 16-17, he had 55 and 81. I thought he was
Hold on. What did he have 14 or 15-16, you said? What did he have?
15-16, 53 and 72.
Okay, and that's bubble at best.
And in 14-15, he had 55 and 68.
Okay. Well, like, and I think he was like their number one center in 2014.
The lockout year, he had 44 and 48.
Everyone knows he was a good player. It's just, it goes to show, like, he wouldn't even be on the wing on this team.
No, like that, yeah. Anything else we want to touch on NHL-wise before we
move on? Really quickly, just for fun. I know you want to be quick, but you haven't buffered at all since I'm start.
Well, I hear it getting windy outside, but yeah.
I want to look at Canada's World Cup hockey.
Okay.
Because that team was nuts. Where's the team? Okay, here we go. Corey Crawford, he would start today for Canada. Braden Holtby, he would start today for Canada. Carey Price, no question. Jay Bouwmeester, he was on that team? Brent Burns, Drew Doughty, Jake Muzzin, Petrangelo, very good at the time, Vlasic, Shea Weber, Patrice Bergeron, Sidney Crosby, Logan Couture, I didn't know he was on that team. Mm-hmm. Matt Duchene, Ryan Getzlaf, Claude Giroux, Brad Marchand, Ryan O'Reilly, Corey Perry, Steven Stamkos, John Tavares, Joe Thornton, Jonathan Toews. Pretty ridiculous.
Sick.
Isn't it funny how all three of those goalies would start?
Yeah. And it's like I'm trying to think of the North America team and like what Canadian players would make it. It's probably not many. McDavid, yeah, probably finds a way on.
McKinnon?
Was he that good then, though?
I think he was coming off like a 70-point year.
It would have been close. I'm not sure which name I would have snubbed on that team over him. Like that was like just when McKinnon started to get good, I feel like. So
yeah, when he became elite, he was always pretty good.
Yeah.
He was never in bust territory.
Trying to think.
And I love that best on best is back. I know Four Nations isn't necessarily the ideal scenario because, you know, Draisaitl's not going to get to play, Kopitar, yada, yada, yada. But this is just cool. I'm so happy we can talk about this again. Because in 2014, when I was in grade 7 or whatever I was, nothing was cooler in February of 2014. Than thinking of the Olympics.
I was listening to 32 Thoughts, I think, and they were saying, why not bring back like the Canada, like the North America team and like the Team Europe, whatever, to get those teams. I get why they're not doing it anymore, because I think people are just like, why do I want to represent Team North America? Like, I just want to wear Canada, like want to represent my country, not my continent.
I could have done Europe.
I could have been talked into Europe too.
Or if you're going to do Team North America, each country gets two exceptions. I want, let's just say Macklin Celebrini scores 80 points this year. I want him on Canada. Or if we go back in time, we make an exception for McDavid and McKinnon.
Okay.
Or USA makes an exception for Matthews. Whatever. Like, there should have been an exception.
Okay. Should we do week 11 recap quick?
Sure.
Okay. Eagles Commanders. I don't think I watched too crazy amount of this game. Eagles are legit though. They're Super Bowl contenders again, and that's great for my case because I picked them to win the Super Bowl this year. They're like I think 5-6-0 since their bye week. So
not bad.
Commanders still in a playoff race, but maybe got to figure it out a little bit. Biggest game of the week. Seahawks beat the Niners. Fuck yeah. Finally. I've been waiting so fucking long for this because it's been 6 in a row since it was a 6-game losing streak to the Niners. Geno Smith, you fucking goat. Love him. Nice scramble at the end. I didn't love the pick early in the game, but it is what it is. Still, a win is a win. Our defense looked sick this week, I must say. Give me hope because now maybe the McDonald defense is like going to show up kind of thing. And what we hired him to do, but still it'd be nice to run the ball a little bit better, but we'll figure that out. Our O-line looks better because our center retired midweek last week. And then the second year player we started, he actually was really good. And Abe Lucas came back in limited snaps and was pretty good. So it gives me hope. Colts Jets. I don't know. This is just funny. Speaking of which, the Jets fired their GM today. You see that?
Yes. It's very, very, very funny.
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a worse person than Aaron Rodgers.
Seems like this is going to be Rodgers' last year in New York.
I think it's going to be.
They're going to bring in a new coach. They're going to bring in a new GM, and they're probably going to want their own quarterback. Apparently, Rodgers wants to come back next year. Don't think it's going to be New York. But.
He hasn't looked good. He's dinking and dunking. He can't throw anymore. And he can't run, certainly.
No. But he wants to come back, apparently. Colts, Anthony Richardson came back. He was actually pretty good. Oh, decent. Actually, I didn't really look at his stats, but from what I saw, 272, 20 of 30, passing touchdown, two rushing touchdowns. He's back. Steelers, Ravens. I don't know how the Steelers keep getting away with wins without scoring touchdowns, but here we are.
They got that Mike Tomlin devil magic.
Yeah. But hey, Russ is 8-2. There's my bandwagon team if the Seahawks fall out of the playoff race.
When?
What?
When?
Hey, Seahawks watch fall it. Out. Watch it. Vikings, Titans really did not pay attention to this one.
That's not a game you could really. And I like Darnold. I like the Vikings. Vikings are kind of a special team to me, but not a game I'd watch.
Mm-hmm. Saints, Browns, Taysom Hill had the random game that he has every year where he just goes off for whatever reason. And good thing I picked him up in one of my fantasy leagues this week and started him because nice. Loved it. 42, nice 42 fantasy points. Lions, Jags. Whoosh. 52-6 Lions.
Ooh. I mean, they're a wagon. I'd say they have to be the favorite for the Super Bowl at this point.
Out of the NFC, yeah.
I'd put them above the Chiefs.
It's a toss-up when it comes
this
to...
I think this is their third win by like 40 or more points.
Okay, well, can we go back and look at those teams that they played quickly? Sure. I want to just... So, 52-6. They beat the Texans last week, Packers week before. They beat the Titans 52-14. It's Titans. No, also not a great team. And then they beat the Lions 47-9. And we know.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Did I say they beat the Lions? I meant the Cowboys. We know what the Cowboys are, and they're not good.
Yeah, they're done.
They scored 42. They scored a lot on the Seahawks too, but the Seahawks also scored right back on them. They scored nearly 30 points, and they'll have a really interesting stretch to end the year because they go the Colts next week, probably in Indianapolis, but probably should still win that. Then they get the Bears on Thanksgiving, divisional game. Never know how those go. Packers the next Thursday, also another divisional game. Don't know how that goes. That could be for the division. That could have huge division implications too. Bills at home the week after that. Wow, they go three straight home games. That's kind of rare in the NFL. Then they get on the road in Chicago, on the road in San Francisco on Monday night, and then host the Vikings in week 18.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's a difficult stretch.
It is. I hope Dan Campbell's learned his lesson from last year and that he's ready to be a proper coach in the playoffs. But they're a wagon, and I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm. Packers beat the Bears on a blocked field goal. This is just some Bears devil magic. Bad luck.
I know. First the double doink and now this. Like, ridiculous. But they're not trying to win this year, so it's okay.
I think they were, but at this point, no, they're kind of done.
Well, yeah. Like, it's not... This year isn't a failure. I know you want Eberflus gone, but this year's not a failure.
Caleb was better with the new OC, though, which is good for them. Good to see. Didn't throw any passing touchdowns, but didn't turn the ball over. 23 of 31 for 231. Solid numbers. Dolphins, Raiders didn't really pay attention because the Raiders are poverty. Dolphins might sneak back in the playoff race here. Do not be surprised.
Yeah.
Because their schedule is light coming up. They get the Patriots next week. Then they go in Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Then at home to the Jets, at the Texans, home to the Niners, at the Browns, at the Jets. If they can sneak off one or two of those Texans, Niners, Packers games and pull away two wins there, then they got a shot. Rams, Patriots did not pay any attention because why not? I don't know. Patriots bore me to sleep a little bit. Drake May, 30 of 40 for 282, but he threw a pick. Oh my God, Stafford went off. I didn't realize. 18 of 27, 295, four touchdowns.
Not bad.
Broncos, Falcons. Okay. Is Bo Nix legit to you?
Not yet. He's getting there. He's looked really good lately. Remember, he's an older prospect.
Yeah.
So you can expect him to be a little farther along than like the Jaden Danielses of the worlds. So good, congrats to him. But he needs to, you know, next year will be the real tipping point of sorts for him to see what kind of player he can really be. But nice rookie season.
He, I saw a video on TikTok of like breaking down his year. His, I don't know if you know what EPA per play is.
Expected passing attempts or something.
I forget what it even stands for, but it's basically like WAR. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Like it determines how many like points you're going to score per play, like how much of a positional advantage are you, whatever kind of thing. First 4 weeks he was shit, like really bad, negative in all. So he was just a negative asset, and then the next 4 weeks he was average to just above average in EPA per play, and then this week he was way above average, like really good. So we'll see. I'm not sold on him yet. I still don't like. I saw him week one. He was bad, really bad. Yeah. He's turning around, yes, but like I heard people saying he's in contention for rookie of the year. Not yet, in my opinion.
I mean,
Jaden Daniels
still
has
Daniels.
This.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say in contention yet. Another week and he does well, and then Daniels maybe doesn't win. Then sure, you can maybe make that case. But yeah, Falcons kind of got to figure their shit out. How are they? They're going to win their division probably, unless the Bucs come back. But like 6-5, and they're kind of seems like they're just like they have an opportunity to build out this lead in their division. They just can't. Game of the week.
A bit.
Game of the week, Bills, Chiefs. Bills beat the Chiefs, end of the undefeated season.
Thank you, Josh Allen. You're my goat. I
there goes my hero.
I was literally just going to say that. Nathan, we might just be connected. I don't know.
You see that video, though?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah.
I think I saw one that was like, you know, in like Shrek, there's like, I need a hero.
Yeah.
I think I saw that one, too.
Yeah.
But, thank you. Thank you.
No,
I
didn't watch a lot of this game because the Seahawks and Niners were on the same time. I turned it on at the end, but yeah, that Josh Allen run was sick.
Yeah, he's so good.
Josh
like,
Allen,
he's a freak.
Josh Allen is the MVP favorite in my opinion. Now, I kind of said coming into this game, I said this in my fantasy chat. If the Bills win and beat the Chiefs, and Allen has a good game, he will be the MVP favorite. And I kind of picked him to win MVP because I thought he, because how MVP kind of works is you win a game late in the year, kind of, you're going to be favorited kind of thing. Yeah. So happened with Lamar last year.
Is it too early to call Travis Kelce washed?
Was he bad this game? Didn't really see him.
I mean, I don't think he did very much. I think he had maybe
two for 8 yards. So
I think he might be there.
He went 8 for 64 with a touchdown last week, 14 of 100 the week before.
I know, but his season stats are
10 of 90
down.
The week before with a touchdown.
Like he won't get to 1,000, I don't think.
507 right now.
No, he won't.
Yeah, probably not. Chargers, Bengals. Joseph, are you punting?
Tough,
are you throwing
day.
In the white towel for the
Bengals?
Yeah,
it's over.
Yet?
It's this year's done. Unless they magically find a way to squeak into the last wild card spot, it's done. Rough week for someone named me to have Evan McPherson as your kicker, but it just hasn't worked this year. Jamar Chase really screwed them in training camp with his holdout. It completely messed up the vibes and the mojo in the room. Burrow's been fantastic. Chase, when he's played, has been great. The offensive line isn't very good, and the defense has regressed. So I don't really know what more to say about them. They just, you pack it up and you make some changes for next year. Maybe that ownership group will finally spend some money because this is their window. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. And in the NFL, all you really need to at least contend as an elite quarterback. Well, I shouldn't say all you need, like you can snap your fingers and get it. But Joe Burrow, when he's on his game, he's top five in the league, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He's very, very good. And they're wasting it. This was a wasted year because everyone's young and everyone is relatively cheap.
Yeah. Burrow's probably having a top three quarterback season. No,
he's
is having
great.
He is having a top three quarterback. Like he should be in the MVP conversation, but the rest of the, like the defense mainly sucks around him. So,
well, they didn't
not.
Pay Jesse Bates.
Yeah. They lost DJ Reader.
No. I'm sure Jesse Bates is gone.
Yeah, he is. Falcons.
Yeah, they didn't pay Jesse Bates.
DJ Reader left for the Lions.
Trey Hendrickson's going to leave because he's in a contract dispute. what are you going to do? Sign Pac-Man Jones? Like, there's no one. They won't pay anybody, and that's not good.
Coming down the stretch, though, their schedule isn't that bad.
No.
Steelers after the bye. Tough game, but we'll see.
Well, it's a must win.
Yeah. Then they play the Cowboys. Then they play the Titans. Then they play the Browns. Those are three easily winnable games right there. Then they get the Broncos. Maybe a little bit of toss up. Could be big game for the wild card, depending on how the 4 weeks prior go. And then at the Steelers to end the year. They basically need to go 5-5-1 down those stretches to get it.
That's gonna be hard.
By the way,
Not sure.
my lights just flickered. I have never seen that before, so
Yeah,
we'll see. And then Monday night, last night, Texans beat the Cowboys. Oh my God, it did it again, dude. I'm gonna lose power. Thank
let's
you.
get to MLB quickly then.
Yeah. Okay, top five infielders. Okay, wait. Before we do this, do your victory lap. Go ahead. I'll give you your opportunity.
What's my victory lap?
I
I forget.
we talked about this, I believe, yesterday, maybe 2 days
I
ago.
can't remember.
Yes, you do.
I know that we discussed something regarding a victory lap. Let me go back in our history here.
Don't know if it'll be there, but you have a victory lap available.
Oh, Paul Skenes. Yes. I said at the beginning of the season in our season preview MLB podcast that I said our rookie of the year pick would be Paul Skenes. And Nathan's like, what? He's starting the year in the minors, you fraud. How could you think like that? I said, no, Nathan Mailey. He'll be called up by May and be so good that he wins rookie of the year. It's exactly what happened. He was called up in around April or May, and he dominated and he won rookie of the year. I'm a genius. I saw it coming. You doubted me, and I was right. So haha.
This might
Points
be,
for me.
honestly, gotta be one of the greatest takes of all time, sports-wise.
I was right. I was right.
You
I was
literally
like
nailed it
not
on the head.
even
I'll give you that.
I wasn't even like it was. I gotta go back and find that clip because I was just so right.
I actually do want to see you pull that clip back up and
Yeah, I
find out
will
what you
at one
said.
point. Because I've actually been listening to some of our shows back. I gotta say we're doing pretty well. But hey, I was right. Never forget that. Paul Skenes. I should get Livy done now because of that. You can have $10.
Free agent landing spots for infielders. I have six because I couldn't really cut one, I thought.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay.
Do you want to know my six?
Yes.
Bregman,
Yep.
Adames,
Yep.
Christian Walker,
Okay.
Haesung Kim, Pete
Okay.
Alonso, Gleyber Torres.
Is that the order? Is that in order?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you want to do the same thing as last time? Where we do three, two,
Yeah.
one?
Did you have the same, like,
More or less. We can do the six.
did you cut somebody? I'm assuming.
I can add Kim.
Okay, you had Torres instead of Kim. Gotcha. Okay. Bregman.
Okay.
Three, two,
Two,
one.
one,
Blue Jays.
Texas.
Texas.
Yes.
Really?
I think they're going to spend a shit ton of money. Not Houston, Rangers, Texas.
Yeah. But
God, if the Blue
wow.
Jays sign him, I'm
Don't they have
going to
John?
kill
They
myself.
have Josh Young. John
He can play
Young.
first.
Okay.
Or they can even ask Bregman to play second. Because they have shit ton of money and they want to extend their window with Seager, Semien, DeGrom, if he ever plays again, and the gang. Right? So and they've shown no aversion to spending money. So if the Blue Bregman is bust potential, man.
That's what I think. That's why I hate this signing, but I just think this is gonna happen because they're gonna miss out on Soto and they're gonna be like, all right, let's go after the next best free agent, Bregman, and then Springer does some negotiating with his old pal and
Oh,
gets him
Springer, you're
there.
hurting us enough, buddy.
So yeah, I don't know. I just it screams too much of a need because I don't need a third baseman too.
Yeah, that's tough.
Willie Adames. Holy shit, did he have an underrated season, I must
I
say.
really like Willy Adames. He's
Yeah.
who I want the Blue Jays to sign, but they're not going to.
Three,
Three,
two,
two,
one,
one.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Milwaukee. I think he's staying in Milwaukee.
I don't think he's gonna stay in Milwaukee. I think he's priced himself out of town.
They have the money. I mean,
they just don't spend it.
I know they don't, but who's on a big contract? Yelich.
Yep.
And I guess Churio, you can kind of count as a big contract.
Yep.
That's pretty much it, basically, because they sell off everyone that's worth a damn.
Isn't
I think they have to sign him.
Isn't Devin Williams about to get traded too?
Like, yeah, because they won't pay him the 10, 11 million. And he had a down year, which is fine. He's kind of in the same boat as Romano. Yeah. They don't want to pay someone who had a shitty year.
I think this just screams Dodgers. They've been linked to him already.
Well, who's their shortstop?
Lux at the moment.
Yeah, there's an up. There's you can
no
upgrade
Lux
that.
Was playing second. Sorry, who was playing short? Was
Betts
it Chris Taylor
at the beginning? It was Betts at the no. Betts was playing second. It might have been Chris Taylor.
Come play after.
I don't know. The point is, I think Milwaukee. Like, how do you look your fans in the eye after being consistently good for 10 years, selling off everybody, and then not paying anyone but Yelich, who isn't even anything special anymore?
They had Tommy Edman playing shortstop in the playoffs.
Right, and I think he was a rental.
Pretty
so
sure.
I could see that. I could see it.
Yeah, I don't know. They have all this money with Ohtani deferred that go ahead, go crazy. Yeah. Christian Walker.
Okay, I got to think about this one for a minute because I flip-flopped a tad on this one. My hero. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Three.
Three,
two, one. Yankees.
Cleveland. Need a
don't
first baseman?
Don't like the Naylor boys?
Naylor's too fat. He can't play first consistently. He is. I mean, I'm sorry. Have you seen him? Josh, not Bo. I mean, he has to DH.
Yeah.
And if Cleveland ever wants to win anything, they're going to have to start showing the fans why they should invest in the team.
I don't know. I don't hate it. They signed Encarnacion like to that deal a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
but that wasn't even like anything huge. That contract, remember, is 3 years, $60 million, because his agent ruined the negotiations, left him with no suitors, and they swooped in.
Wasn't that like a post-Christmas signing? Like, I think it was just before the new year.
That was like, that offseason was like the beginning of nobody signs before January.
Yeah.
I think 2016. Because remember, the Blue Jays tripped over themselves to sign Kendrys Morales. That was literally like November 12th, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
2016. So.
And then they're like, oh no, we haven't ruled out signing Edwin still.
And then they signed Steve Pierce. And then that ruled it out. Oh boy. And I like Steve Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in left field.
I haven't gone to the Yankees though. Rizzo's okay. Not coming back. Kind of fills the need, and if they're losing out on Soto, they're gonna need to go spend the money elsewhere. So,
okay.
Haesung Kim.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Seattle.
Okay. Don't hate it. Don't hate it. I think
close
he's gonna
to
stay
the
West
Pacific.
Coast. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. When you're from Japan, quicker flight home. Seattle's got a history with Japanese players. Or is he Korean?
He's Korean, I believe.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Racist.
save myself from the canceling. Point still stands. They have a history with Asian players. It's close. They need a shortstop. I don't think J.P. Crawford's a franchise shortstop. And he can play second. He can play third. Kim, play all over the place. Really good player. He's someone I'd like the Blue Jays to inquire about. Because I remember they were in on him when he was an international free agent.
Yeah. I believe the Giants had like inquired about trading for Kim.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm tripping. No, maybe I'm getting this mixed up with another team. I forget, but I don't know. I just like that West Coast kind of, they need to spend. He can play short or second, I believe. Cause I believe he played second last year. Or is he playing? No, he was short.
No, he played shortstop.
They moved Bogaerts to second.
I think they split. I want to say they split. I didn't watch enough Padres this year because
there's just too many shortstops in San Diego.
Well, Tatis isn't a shortstop anymore.
I know, but they had like, I remember, what was it, like their entire lineup, like opening day lineup, had played shortstop in the majors before.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
because of Cronenworth, Machado.
I believe Merrill, or not Merrill, but what's his name? Profar. He had played a little bit short.
Right.
Peter Alonso.
Okay. I'm
Three,
ready.
two, One
Mets.
Mariners.
Interesting.
They
I think he's
need a first.
staying.
They need a first baseman.
They need offense. They need offense wherever they can get it because
Yeah.
Julio took a step back. And really don't they don't have really any good offensive players outside of him. Because I mean Kyle Raleigh's average is too low for me to consider him to be a good offensive player.
I don't really like I kind of am more doing this as a fit. Like, I don't know if the Mariners management is gonna buck up and pay his contract.
No.
That's kind of the.
DePoto, I'm stunned that DePoto's still around.
Yeah,
Personally.
considering how bad the offense has been.
And he keeps putting his foot in his mouth, like the winning 54% of the games. No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, you think I kind of went with the I don't know. I don't think he's gonna stay with the Mets. I feel like we've heard more likely that he was gonna stay with the Mets by now.
Yep, that's a possibility. I just think if the Mets lose Soto, they have to get somebody big.
I think if they lose out on Soto, then yeah, they're gonna do that.
I just want this done. I just want it done with Soto.
Do
Just
you
get it
wanna
done,
do you
Boris.
wanna no, let's do our last one and then we'll talk about the trade slightly today.
Glaber, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got
Ready?
yours. Three,
Three,
two,
two,
one.
one.
Red Sox.
Wow, that's insane. I was not going to say Red Sox.
Where were you gonna say?
Twins.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that, sorry.
I didn't say it. My brain malfunctions when I heard Red Sox. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
I
kind of
mean,
feeling it on that one.
Yankee fans would crucify him, so that's pretty interesting. But that's kind of cool. I think the Twins need some more offense, like we've been over. But Glaber's pretty overrated at this point in
He's
his
so
career.
up and down in his
Yeah,
career.
and he can't defend anywhere he plays.
Yeah.
So. And Yankee fans either love
So
him or
Boston
want him
fans
dead.
will hate him as
Oh
much as
God,
Yankee fans do.
they'll throw him in the dam in the bay.
They'll treat him like a witch or whatever
Oh God. Boston.
Jose Siri traded to the Mets today for a reliever. I don't know if it was a minor league reliever. I forget who the reliever was, but does this rule them out of the Juan Soto sweepstakes?
He was a Ray, right, Siri?
Yes.
Right, because I remember he was an Astro. I like Jose Siri. He killed the Blue Jays constantly, like every other decent player on the Rays. But good outfielder. I don't know if he'll start, but valuable depth, which is
He
something the Blue Jays do not have.
only hit 187 this year.
Really?
130 games. He had 18 home runs,
Wow.
14 stolen bases, 50 runs, 47 RBIs.
Okay, he's empty calories. So he has power, but no average.
He is in the 99th percentile in outs above average and the
Okay.
97th percentile in arm strength.
Well, there you go. Power defense. You can live with some shitty average. I mean,
Dalton Varsho, just worse.
don't mention me, Varsho. I know he's valuable. I know what he brings. I just can't talk about Varsho right now. Not until they make some additions.
Quickly before we move on, the report today out of Tampa was the new ballpark they are planning to build, which was supposed to be ready to go by 2028, is
Yeah.
less likely to be ready done by then. And they're thinking a 20 they and this is a quote I'm reading. As we have made clear at every step of this process, a 2029 ballpark delivery would result in significantly higher costs that we are not able to absorb alone. This does not sound good for the future of the Rays in Tampa.
I
And I know we
another
talked about it last week, but
another owner crying poor. That's all it is. They want the taxpayers to fund their ballpark. St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay, they're not having it, so they're crying poor. I don't know what more there is to say, really. The only difference between this one is they don't have a place to play, really, in the meantime. I know they're going to go to Steinbrenner Field, but that really should only be a 1 year stopgap. And I know what Oakland's doing, but Oakland's like a special case of bullshit, frankly, and we've been over that. I mean, this looks so bad on Manfred. Like, really? They should have been out of the trop years ago. They should be through with this by now. Why are we still talking about the trop? It's a mess. It's a disaster. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe for the delusional people who think this might bring back the Expos, it won't. It'll just be another minor league ballpark for 3 years, or they find something else to do. I mean, I don't know.
I know we talked about it last week, relocation options. I'd still like Nashville and I still like Charlotte as teams to get one.
It won't be a Canadian team.
I can't picture. Would they go like New Orleans, maybe?
Like the Superdome? Is that even built for
No,
baseball?
like they would build their own stadium there or something like that.
Maybe. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to say, man. Like, there's no good options for Tampa. And they're like, it just goes to show Stuart Turnberg. Like, remember they were doing that bullshit half Montreal, half Tampa Bay plan? Do you remember that? It was
Yeah.
like 2019 or so.
Yeah.
Like, instead of wasting their time with a frankly a stupid plan like that, why don't they just get an arena done? Like, Stuart Sternberg is so rich. It's Florida. No one's paying any taxes. There's hardly any regulations. It's not that hard to build an arena. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I find it funny how they're paying the Yankees $15 million to play in their stadium, though.
We're the Oregon donors for the rich.
Here, Yankees, here's your free agent money. We'll play in your stadium.
Good Lord.
Like they're gonna use that $15 million to go offer Soto an extra $15 more than they were planning to, probably now.
Maybe.
Okay. NBA time.
Yes.
Joseph, go on your rant. You hate the NBA Cup. Why? Doesn't have to be 10 minutes. I was just joking on that. But
I
I
just
know you
hate
don't
it.
like it.
I just hate it. It's such a waste of time. The courts look terrible. Most of the jerseys look terrible. It's such a cash grab. They're trying to be European soccer. You're not. It doesn't work like that. That only works because of like there's 17 different leagues there, higher division, lower division. There's 150 years of tradition. That's just not the case with NBA. The players don't care. The fans don't care. They have a meaningless trophy. It's just another way to give certain players more accolades. They're trying to make it something it isn't. I've heard the word Emirates 87 trillion times the last week. The Emirates NBA Cup, the Emirates NBA Cup. Here's a little bit of trivia for you, Nathan Maley. What is an emirate?
Don't ask me. Well, I know it's like Middle East, isn't it?
It's an airline, right? Where is it? Where is an emirate?
The Middle East.
United Arab Emirates, right? Middle East. What's in the Middle East?
Oil.
Yes, and what comes with oil?
Moolah.
A shit ton of money. That's the whole reason they're doing this, is so they can have their oil money from Emirates. And it's just a cash grab. It means nothing. Nobody cares about this tournament. I hate it. You can't force me to care about it. I just don't care. That's the end of my story. I
See,
just don't care.
I said it, and I remember we were talking about this, I think like 2 nights ago or whatever. Maybe it was yesterday when we were talking about the episode. I have a counter for this for you. What happens when the NHL brings it in? Because I think they're gonna eventually. I
When
think
it's
it's
the
work.
same deal, it's a cash grab.
I think it's working for the NBA, and I think the
Of course it
NHL
is.
is
They're
gonna
getting
take
their
notes
money.
and
I
bring it
think
in.
the NHL is going to do expanded playoff format first
To
to
what?
some kind of play-in.
Yeah, true. They're gonna follow that up too. Yeah.
They always follow the NBA when it
When
comes.
they expand, probably get two more teams in, which is probably gonna happen in like 10 years, probably will happen. Cause who's gonna like Atlanta and
Houston.
Houston, probably.
Yeah, that's probably the last two, really. Because Quebec City's not happening.
No, they will not.
It's just not happening. I mean, it's just a cash grab. And that's Adam Silver's job. That's Gary Bettman's job. That's Roger Goodell's job. And believe it or not, that's Rob Manfred's job, is to make money for the owners.
Yep.
That's why there's a Emirates NBA Cup. I just don't like it, and I'll never like it.
I actually like coming into the year last year could not care for it last year. And then it was kind of good. Like I didn't watch a lot of the games, but like and stuff, but like the format wasn't actually that bad. I thought it was going to be a lot worse than it actually was. It was pretty cool. I kind of liked it. Didn't really hate it. The courts pissed me off a little bit how they look like that. Like I don't know. Make like an all white court. I feel like that would be cool. The like purple court. I don't know. Not my thing.
Yeah, I don't.
So
it's a gimmick. It's
also
stupid.
Did you notice that the Raptors court is purple but then has the red Raptors logo in the middle? Like,
I can't bring myself to care.
And who was it last year, I think, that there was a flooring issue. Like, it was one spot had like was like slippery, or
was it
had
San
like,
Antonio?
I want to say it was Dallas, but they had to play on their normal court because the flooring was an issue and they fucked it up, kind of thing.
Maybe. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to care. Can't do it.
James Harden, number two all time 3-pointers made in the NBA history.
He's
congrats,
one of those.
Congrats, you're never getting to one.
Yeah, no. He was saying like, yeah, I'm number one. Steph doesn't count. I thought that was kind of funny. I feel for James Harden a little bit. His legacy probably has been hurt more.
Sorry, hold on. The Cavaliers lost their first game to Boston today.
Okay. Okay. Only by three.
I'm trying to pull up stats. Mitchell had 35, 8, and 3. Right, this is what Coop was talking about. Darius Garland shot 3 of 21 from the field.
Woof, that's me out there. Although I wouldn't get the three.
Tatum, 33, 12, and 7. Derek White, 19, 6, and 5. Jaylen Brown, 17, 3, and 8. Drew, 11, 5, and 4. Horford had 20. Damn.
He's on my team. But yeah, back to Harden. I don't think there's been a player whose legacy has been more hurt by than the Curry and Durant's of the world by taking his opportunity at a rings. He was thwarted the most by that dynasty. And of course, missing 27 straight threes with Chris Paul in 2018 didn't help. But I do wonder if Kevin Durant does go to the Warriors, does Houston win a ring there with prime James Harden and Chris Paul and Clint Capella, yada, yada, yada? Like, does that happen? I don't know.
Well, I think they would have if Chris Paul didn't get a hamstring injury in game six. Like,
I know, it's just, but you'll never know because James Harden's not going to win a ring as a star player because those days are over. Clippers aren't going anywhere. And James Harden, his legacy's hurt. His stints in Brooklyn and Philadelphia blew up in his face. He's now playing on a shitty team. Like, he's going to fade out into obscurity, and that's kind of sad for one of the most talented players I've ever seen. Yeah. And a lot of it's his own doing. Showing up to camp out of shape, demanding trades, not being able to work with Embiid or Simmons or Paul back in the day. So, kind of a sad legacy for James Harden.
Speaking of not being able to work with Embiid, did you see the report today?
Yeah, I love Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
Thank you for challenging him.
Called out Embiid for showing up late to team meetings and stuff like that and being a shit teammate, apparently. I don't know.
Well, he is a shit teammate. It's all about him. Mm-hmm. Who says you wouldn't play back-to-backs? That's just so weak. Drives me nuts.
Well, I actually don't think he's physically capable of playing back.
You don't say it. And especially, you don't say it like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever play back-to-backs again. You give a proper reason. It just bothers me. Anyway, but we've been over that. So,
yeah, I feel like we have.
Well, Nick Nurse, grass isn't always greener on the other side, is it?
Nope.
Too bad Lowry's career is going to end on a horrible team.
They're going to get back better. They have to.
They're 2-11. The runway is getting low.
There's just no way they don't get back into the play-in, especially in the Eastern Conference. When you have the Wizards, the Raptors, they suck. The Nets are not going to be good for a while. The Hornets are not that great. The Pistons aren't great. The Heat are struggling. Even like the thing that's good for them too right now, it's like every team in the East outside of Cleveland and Boston is struggling pretty much. And maybe Orlando, but they're without Paolo right now. Whereas the West is just like a bloodbath right now. Like the Mavs are 7-7 sitting on the outside. They would be they'd be fifth in the East if they were in the East. But nope, they're in the 11th.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know if they have it in them.
I almost want to give some flowers to Golden State too. I said they were gonna miss the play in and they're really good to start. There goes my lighting again.
Yeah, that one I saw.
Oh my god, that one was bad.
Ooh, it's a ghost.
Yeah, I don't. Oh my Jesus Christ, dude!
It's a ghost. They're coming for you.
Okay, do you want to wrap this up? Maybe then. Since,
yeah. Well, is there anything else we have to talk about? I don't think so.
Not that I could think of. No, I got nothing. Next week we will come back, wrap up the Four Nations predictions with Canada. Now, I actually want to ask you too. Because we've been hearing a lot of things about the Canada roster, I feel like, about players making it and stuff. Are you going to do it based off what you think it should be, or are you going to do it off kind of what they think it's going to be?
That's a hard one. I mean, it's Don Sweeney, and he isn't very smart.
Sweeney is GM of this team? Fuck.
I know. Well, Armstrong's like the president of hockey operations.
Right.
So maybe he'll... And he hasn't even done that well in St. Louis the past few years.
Hey,
like, I'm
going to
tell you right
hallway.
Now, you know what? I'm going to do who I think it should be.
Okay.
Because that's what I've been doing. Because I'm not putting Tom Wilson on this team. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not putting Morgan Riley on the team. And I'm not putting Marc-Andre Fleury on the team. So, letting you know. Like, I hope Canada doesn't pull a USA 2016 and overthink it. Just pull your best players.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, we'll come back with that. See if anything else pops up in the NHL world that we will need to talk about. Week 12 recap. I want to preface to week 12 next week. Biggest week of the year for the NFC West.
Okay.
Seahawks play the Cardinals. The Eagles play the Rams on Sunday Night Football. The Rams host the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. And the Packers host the Niners in Fox's America's Game of the Week, like blah, 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 with like Brady on the broadcast and stuff. Huge week. All in the late window, too.
Oh, okay.
So that's a really big week for the NFC West. So we'll talk about that. MLB pitchers and catcher?
We just do pitchers. I don't even think we need to bother with catchers.
Yeah, I don't really think there's any big ones. Like, the only one that's big enough name is Danny Jansen, who's a free agent, I thought.
And, like, Higashioka. So yeah. I don't need that.
Yeah. So
I think Jansen's staying in Boston personally.
So starters next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll do relievers the week after.
Isn't that crazy that we're 2 weeks into free agency and we're going to be a month in and there's going to be no movement?
The only like signing or thing was Jose Siri today.
And I'm not counting that.
Yeah. They'll do that. And then NBA. I don't know.
We'll see if there's anything to talk about NBA.
NBA, like, it's kind of just whatever pops
up. Chugging along.
Yeah. Kind of. I don't know. We'll see. Got this far, though. Thanks for listening. We will catch you in the next episode. Peace out.
Farewell.